Hi, this is Kim McBride, and I'm here with my right-hand girl, Jennifer LeMaster. And we're getting together today because we wanted to share a new project that we're working on that you might find a benefit to either follow or join along. And we're going to start off with, Jen's just going to give you how this started, our little breakthrough about this.
Hi, guys. Well, Kim and I have a shared, I don't say problem, but a shared struggle of weight loss. And we've been talking about it for a while, but last week or so, we just were kind of at a crisis point and we're sharing the concern about how it seems like we'll be doing okay in a goal or a diet per se, and then all of a sudden something happens and it's like a little voice in our head just says, go ahead, have that cookie. And you eat a cookie, and then they're like, eat another one, and pretty soon you've eaten that whole row of Oreos or half a pizza, and then you're like, screw it, I'm gonna eat the whole thing. And then you just get in this cycle where you sabotage yourself, and then you know you hate yourself, and it goes on, and but it's just like something inside yourself, and then you start to hate yourself, and over this voice happened, this battle that we face with losing weight, and a few things sprung out of that. So we decided that we maybe needed to give that voice a little name. So yeah.
Well, we needed to get by naming the voice, we were getting distance. Because we knew we both self-sabotage. We both would beat ourselves up either through words or, you know, denial of things or whatever. But we needed to get some distance from that so we could see the problem outside of ourselves, right, in essence. So we named, I came up with, well, I didn't want to name a name that I hated, which is my original idea. Was right. Like, somebody I hated, I could really blame them. But I didn't want to blame somebody. I wanted just to get the distance without the blame or the lack of responsibility on my side. Because that was one of your things, Jen, was right, that you were concerned.
Are yeah, I didn't want to. I didn't want to make it somebody else's problem. Like, it's still my issue. I just needed to shift it a little bit.
Right. So we were going to use this, and we see this as a tool. And this might be something that you, as our audience, could use. So I chose to name my person based on what problem she had. And it's Anna Nicole Smith. What she did, in my eyes, was she just made bad choices along the line. What I saw about her is a woman that had so much going for her. And she was beautiful, and she had opportunities, and she had a talent. And so I thought that that was appropriate because I have a lot going for me. I have a lot of things that are right in my life. But I do have a tendency to make some bad choices, and most of them are around food and my body image. And I needed to get to a place where I wasn't in constant fight with myself. So I thought Anna Nicole was a really good way that I could say, okay, you want to order that pizza because you're tired and you've worked hard all day and it's just easier, because I always go for easy. You know, is this a good choice, Anna? Anna Nicole, are you suggesting I do this? But is it really a good choice? So I can almost have a conversation with her. What was yours?
So I decided to choose the name Tiffany for some personal reasons, but the same kind of thing when I'm struggling and I just really want to stuff something down, you know, stuff something in, that choosing that Oreos are a problem for me. Okay. But I'm like, okay, Tiffany, you don't get a spot here. You don't get to decide for me today. And that'll hopefully make it a little bit easier to take some of that control back by telling her you're not the boss of me, Tiffany.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me today.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we haven't really fully gone into our Tiffany and Anna Nicole because it was only a week ago.
Right, we're
and
just
then,
starting.
And then things just started morphing. I mean, this was something we were just doing and, you know, saying, oh, that Anna Nicole wants me to go right. in and get some pumpkin pie, you know. So it was easier to start off that way. But then it morphed.
It sure did. Really so, fast. Yeah.
So why don't you tell them how it morphed?
So we were just joking around, and, you know, at one point I was like, Tiffany, that bitch. And then we're like, wait a second, we just named that, name and tame that bitch. And all of a sudden we thought, what else can we do to give structure to this? Let's do this together. So we started whipping out these ideas. Well, let's journal. Well, hey, Kim, didn't we have a journal that we could use? Where's that journal? The Freedom Journal, Accomplish Your Number One Goal in 100 Days. Yeah, that's by John Lee Dumas. And so we pulled it out and let's use this. So we did that. We started pulling all of these things together and we developed this system and we're starting that today.
Yep. Today's the day.
Yeah.
Well, in the structure of this journal, it breaks it down for you and it does it in 10-day sprints. And I really like that idea because to me, that's a short-term goal. You know, mm-hmm. a week is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
10 days to journal, you know, my feelings and my thoughts and stuff like that was really great. And then what, he has morning pages?
He has morning pages and evening pages. So you also set those goals for the day and then you look at how you did. So that gives us something to focus on. And even within, you know, even within that day, for us, we're using the SMART system, which a lot of people are familiar with. But if you haven't heard it, it's an acronym. S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for relevant, and T is for time bound. So we can use these for our daily things and also look at them for our long-term goals. And for long-terms, we haven't even mentioned this. Our little challenge that we're doing starts today, December 1st, and goes through March 30th. So we have 4 months to kind of get ourselves on track and to challenge this for this Name and Tame That Bitch Project Weight Loss, we're calling it. So these are a couple of things using these forms, using this model with the SMART goals, and accountability to ourselves and to each other, and now to you, our audience, to kind of get us kick-started.
Right. What I'm using, aside from the structure of the book, which we're doing together every day,
mm-hmm.
so we share our goals that day, we share our successes that day, so we're always keeping our accountability in the forefront of our mind.
Right.
Not our weight.
Right. I'm not even weighing.
She's not weighing. I weighed today, so I had a starting point, but I'm only going to weigh once a week and maybe back off after a little while. But what I'm also using is keto. I used keto a year or so ago, and I had great success. It worked right with my lifestyle. I'm not a foodie, and it was simple, easy, and great, and I had a lot of weight loss. And then life got in the way and you start to slide. My issue is at that point, I was working so hard on learning keto that I didn't really work on the head part. I didn't work on the core issue part. And so that was a difference I'm going to make this time. But I'm also adding in the psychology. So I started Noom, the app, and that deals more with the psychology, not so much the weight loss as it does the psychology. And I'm going to work on core issues. I'm going to identify the core issues that are attached or could be attached to my weight gain and what is preventing me. And that is really happening strong. And that's going to make this not a diet, not a temporary 4-month thing. I'm out to change my life. I'm out to change my lifestyle. And so you're in the same boat.
Yeah. I mean, my problem my entire life has always been emotional eating. I've struggled with that. I've been overweight since I was a toddler, I'm pretty sure. June of 2018, I actually had weight loss surgery and over a year lost 100 pounds. And I had success not because I had a smaller stomach, but because I really adopted some really good habits and I worked on my internal dialogue, but I've I've gained 20 pounds since COVID hit, and I had a lot of personal struggles within my family and stuff. And that's not an excuse. The problem with gaining that weight was because I lost sight of who I was. And because of my stress, I started stress eating, and I looked at those emotions and I just started feeding them with food. And I don't want that. I don't want to revert to old habits. I need to make sure that I stay focused on who I am now and keep inside my new body. So I'm going back to the basics. I'm re-implementing those things that I learned post-surgery, and I'm going to work more on my emotions. Every time I get a craving, I'm going to push Tiffany aside and I'm going to look, what is it that's making me want that pumpkin pie, those cookies? Do I really need it? Or is it something that's pushing me? Is it something that I need to deal with? So my plan, my food plan is to do my small meals every 3 hours. That's protein led followed by plant, and to, you know, add in movement, exercise, high water intake. The basic core things, more exercise, less food kind of stuff. And I'll be using my Fitness Pal for tracking. Also, I'm going to do a lot of mindfulness, using the app Headspace to kind of stay mindful, doing, also picture tracking with my food, just taking pictures of it, especially if it's not something that's particularly good for me. If I've allowed myself to have, you know, to have some cookies or whatever, I'm going to take a picture of that Oreo, knowing that, you know, that was one or two Oreos, but I have to be accountable for that. So that's what I'm using. I know what I need to do, but I need to apply that. So Kim and I have our plans set out. We just need to stick with it.
Right. But, you know, planning is one of our biggest things. You know, we have to plan for events. We have to plan for going out, you know, the holidays mm-hmm. coming, all that. But how are you going to plan the fact that you're a baker? You love baking.
I do
love
baking.
How are you going to combat that? I'm sure there's a lot of people in our audience who love cooking. Mm-hmm. I don't. That's why keto is perfect for me. Throw a steak on and move on in life. But you love it. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, that's part of this for a lifetime journey, right? Like, I do bake. We always are going to have holidays. We're always going to have crisis situations, right? So I think that's going to be part of the emotional stuff that I need to figure out and work into this. I need to address that now mm-hmm. because I'm not going to stop doing those things. I'm not going to stop running into those situations. So I need to figure out, how can I make those cakes for my family? How can I accomplish these things or go into these situations mindfully and still maintain my goals and still deal with Tiffany? And I don't have the answers for that right now.
Yeah, no,
but
I'm sure.
I hope that by March 30th, I may not have all of the answers, but I will be closer to them. Mm-hmm. And I will at least be going into it with an awareness of who I want to be, with more enlightenment.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. And that, the fact that you just brought up enlightenment, and I don't know if our audience knows this, but one of the things that when I developed this company, I was foremost in my mind was that whoever works here has to work on themselves, that they can't walk in the door and in 6 months be the same person that walked in the door, that it has to be a priority for us to evolve as individuals and as a company, of course. And it has to be the priority, which is different the way the businesses work now. Usually the business has its core motto, and this is what it's going to do. And everybody who works for them has to work towards that core motto. And we make that secondary here. What our culture is in this business is us working on ourselves first. The business comes second. And that's why this is perfect, because us sharing our individual journey on our website, it's it's doing both things. It's taking care of us personally, and it's also giving us content to offer to our clientele. Mm-hmm. So in this case, it works perfectly. Mm-hmm. But we put everything behind who we are as individuals. We're not going to run this as a corporate. We're not going to run it as, you know, I don't care, you know, if your husband's sick or your baby's sick and you know, this is the mm-hmm. job and this is what we have to do. No, I put everything behind that. And so it's more important to me for us to grow as individuals, me to grow as an employer, you to grow in it as an employee, and us to grow individually. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really want, because all of this stuff comes down to the real reason we're here on Earth: enlightenment and self-love.
Self-love. Yeah.
That is what it is. Because as we become self-love, we reach into our enlightenment, the greatest that we can be as an individual inside and out. And so that's self-love. I mean, and somebody might argue, well, weight loss. I mean, if you're not happy with your body, then how can you come to self-love? And I asked myself the same thing. Was this counterproductive? But it wasn't. It's not the weight loss. It's right. How I feel in this body, in this mm-hmm. this vehicle. And I don't feel good being in it because my clothes are too tight. I'm having my knees are giving me all kinds of problems. I'm not functioning within this body.
The best you can be.
Yeah. And so it's not even me focusing on my ideal weight. I may never get to what I think my ideal weight is, but I will learn and grow along the way. And then the body knows how to work itself. It will start right. to drop what you no longer need, you know, because I'm fixing the internal part. I'm fixing right. the brain, the bad thinking that
right,
I
have. Right, like that internal dialogue.
Yeah, right. And so we use different terms, but it's for basically the same thing. And so as I can do that, then the weight literally isn't the goal. The weight right. is to be comfortable inside my own body, whatever that weight is. Mm-hmm. And right now, the way I can see it is how my clothes fit and how physically active I can be in where I'm not in pain with my knees or something like that. So ultimately, we want to get to self-love.
Absolutely.
Wherever that is. And it's going to be different for both of us. And I think that that's important. And that's going to be the bulk of my work over the next 4 months, is when I share with you, the audience, and with Jennifer, my enlightenment to what has caused this? What is the mm-hmm. core issue? Where has that spidered out my life? And I'm going to share those kind of things. You might share very different material than me.
Right.
But that's where I'm going with this. So it's some deep stuff. We talked about some new awarenesses I just got this weekend coming into this. And it was like, okay, this is some deep shit. You know what I mean?
For real. For real.
And we just, that's where I'm going with this. So that's what we wanted to share with
you.
Yeah.
So the way we have this set up is we have this page, the Name and Tame That Bitch Project Weight Loss, and we have the tools set up so you can see what they are. We'd love for you to follow along. Join us if you would like. Every 2 weeks, we're going to post updates, share what we think we did well, where I won't say failed, because there aren't going to be any failures.
No.
Things that we did, quote, I'm doing air quotes here, that we might have done wrong are just going to be opportunities for us to grow and to look back and see how can we change that, tweak that, learn from it, make it better. We'll share those things with you so that you can see our progress. But if you would like to sign up for those email updates, you can do that too. Leave comments for us. Send us some happy vibes, and we'll see where this leads us in 1 month, 2 months, 4 months, and hopefully we'll set some good habits that will last us for the rest of our lives. So thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for joining us. See you in 2 weeks.